Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf lamed ches. We're holding on the seventh line from the top. Seventh line from the top of the umid. We're continuing on the beautiful sugya that we started yesterday, which deals with how you go and split up the estate when you have a suffix. Vus heist a suffix. Remember, we're talking about a situation of Reuven and Shimon, who were brothers. Reuven never passed away. His wife then went and was nisiyabeim to Shimon. Wonderful thing. But within 3-4 months, they realized, she's pregnant. The question is, how was she pregnant? Was she pregnant from the first husband? Or was she pregnant from the second husband? So we already learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Memanavshach, the Vlad is Kusha. Why the Vlad Kusha? If it was the son of the original mess, okay, son of Reuven. If it turns out that Reuven had no children, so therefore Shimon was Miyabim, the former Mrs. Reuven, fine, a gezintakin to Vlad Kusha, no problem. The only thing is that the Yovam Shimon cannot continue living with the former Mrs. Reuven, because it may turn out that this was an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lo Bonim, which has the status of an Issachures. So the Mishnah said Yoitzi. So that's all Dvarim Pshutim. What we focused on, we're just in the middle of Hagdoma. What we focus on at the end of yesterday's blot is, what are his inheritance rights? The problem is, because since he happens to be a Sufik, is he Ben Reuven or is he Ben Shimon? When someone passes away, the question is, what chelik does he get? So we spoke about some of the scenarios already yesterday, and we're continuing on with two or three more today. We're up to the seventh line on Lamed Ches Umed Aleph, and the Gemara tells us about a Sufik. Sufik again, this person who's perhaps the son of Reuven, perhaps the son of Shimon. The Yavam means Shimon. Shibolach like the Nichse Saba. Saba is the Zayda. Who's the Zayda? That was the father of Reuven and the father Yankov of Shimon, which in the Torah is Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu passed away, and the two people that want to go and receive a chelik in his nechusim. You have the Sufik, and you have the Yavam. Sufik Omar, Hai Gavra Bar Mishu, Upalga Didihu. Says the Sufik, I happen to be an Einikul of Saba. I am the only son of Reuven. I cannot be more than one son. It has to be the only son of Reuven, because if Reuven had another son, what's this guy being the Sufik? If there's an older son, then Zichar, the Yuvam, didn't have a mitzvah of Yibam. Mizachzan, that he was the only son. Zera Einla, and therefore he says, I am the only son of Reuven. Reuven, if my father Reuven were still alive, he would get 50% of the Nachla, since he's not, that I'm the Yoyrish of his. Therefore, I get 50% of the Yerusha of Saba of the Zaydim. We're not talking about Bukhar now. We're just talking about that he gets...
He had an older sister.
An older sister, exactly. No problem. Yavam Omar could be that the Yavam is older. But we're not going into now Pishnai. Yavam Omar, the Yavam says, you happen to be an Einikul of Saba. At Beroi Didiat. You're my son. You're not Reuven's son. You're my son. And so therefore, what happens now? Since Reuven passed away without any children, and since now Shimon is the only Yoyrish, and this Sufik is my son, bless the Chavle Midi. You don't deserve anything. You don't get anything. You're not Einikul through Reuven. You're my son. You're Einikul through Shimon. I'm Shimon. I take the entire Nachla. Anyway, there's no way of being able to go and determine this halacha. So it says the Gemara, Habi Yovam Vade B'Sufik Sufik. Yovam is certainly a son. That there's no question about. The Sufik may be an Einikul through Reuven, or maybe it's Shimon's son. So maybe he gets something, maybe he gets nothing. Like you have B'Chola Torah Kulam. Next scenario. Sufik uvenei Yovam Sheba'u Lachloik B'Nichsei Saba. Again, the Zayda passed away. The Yovam Nebuch has passed away. The Reuven and Shimon, the first door, has passed away. The Yaakov in Shinishdu, Reuven and Shimon Shinishdu. Now we're going to the next generation. So you have the Sofik uvenei Yovam. Bnei Yovam are two sons of Shimon. And the Safek is either the son of Reuven or the son of Shimon. If he's the son of Reuven, he's a cousin of theirs. If he's the son of Shimon, he's a brother of theirs. So now the Safek Neyav Meshebo Lachman Nichsei Sava, they all want to get a chelik in the Zaydis Nechusim. Safek Omar Ahu Gavra Bar Misnehu Upalga Didihu. Like he said before in the previous case, since I'm the only remaining son of Reuven, Reuven, if he were alive, he would get 50% of the Yerusha. I take over his 50%, I get 50%.
Umre Yavam Amri, and the Yavam said, why should a brother get 50%? He's only a brother at this point.
One minute. We have over here Sab Yankovini.
No, no, but he's gone already, and they already divided it.
No. The Sab is Nechusim have not been divided yet.
Sab just died now.
He just died now. Sorry. In Tzvishin, Reuven and Shimon are both previously pre-deceased Yaakov Avinu.
Okay, no problem.
And now we have the Einik Lech, we have the Sufik.
I thought this was a continuation of the list.
No, this is a brand new case. And so now we have, the Sufik says, I am the son of Reuven. Reuven had no other children, therefore I get 50% of the Nachla. Sure. 50% goes to me. Rather, the other two sons of Shimon say, no, Reuven passed away without any children, and therefore you, the Sufik, you're our brother. And they're all together now, three brothers, the two, Vade ben Ayuvam, and you're the third brother. So they're saying, ben Ayuvam Amri Achunaat, you're our brother, Umanse Istach Ba'adon, and therefore you're entitled to go and get a Muna together with us, which means a third. Since Reuven died without children, the only remaining Yoidish is Shimon. Shimon himself also died, and he left over three children, the two Vadai sons, together with this Sufik. So they're saying, you're one of us. So therefore, you get a third. So says Gemara, so what should we do? Palga de kamoide luhu shakli. Meaning, each one of them was a moide b'miktsis. Meaning that the Sufik said, I have to be the son of Reuven, but I mask him that you get 50%. Because after all, Saba passed away. Maximum I'm entitled to as the son of Reuven is 50%. You're the sons of Shimon, so you get 50% of Yerusha, no problem, 50% belongs to me. So therefore, Bahadein, Palga de Kamoide Lehu, the 50% that he's masking, that the Sufik is masking, that the Bnei Yovim are entitled to. Number one, Shakli, they take theirs. Now, Tilted the Kamoide Lehu, they are moided to him that he is entitled to get a third, because they said, you happen to be our brother, so therefore they're now three sons of Shimon, these are the only Yarshim, so they will mask him, he gets a third, so therefore the third that they will mask him goes to him. So now if you started off Lemushel with six dinrim, of course we could talk about $6 million too, but Rashi gives, Rashi had Klein Asugis here in Agamur, so therefore you're talking about Lemushel six dinrim, so of the six dinrim, three have now gone to the Bnei Yavim. Two have gone now to him, because they got half and he got a third. The only thing he left was is with one danke, one sixth. Sifti Moriyetz, Poshlu danke, the only thing that's remaining is that sixth. That sixth, and one was last week with Cholkin, take that sixth and divide it down the middle, give the Sufik 1/12, give the Bnei Yavim 1/12, it's like any moment with the Sufik, Cholkin, and we're going to go and divide it up 50-50.
So the Sufik comes out better.
Collectively they come out better. Because
collectively.
Yeah.
But as individual, the Suffolk.
Individually, yeah, because he may be entitled to 50%.
Right.
They're not entitled to more than 25 and 25 each. 100%. The reason why the Gemara gave Dafka a case where you had one, and the other side there were two, because if there would be one against one, the Maman of Shechla would get 50%. Because if he happens to be the son of Reuven, he gets 50%, and then the son of Shimon gets 50%. If he's the son of Shimon, then there is no son of Reuven, there's only Shimon, and then again the two boys get 50-50. Besides the Bukhar, talking about this, a girl in front, we already spoke about it before he came. But in terms of normal, regular, Nachla would be 50-50. That's why... Anyway, but therefore, getting back to Argimur, because of the fact that there were two Bnei Yavam, and there's only one suffix, and that, therefore there's a Shalawad, he gets one third, he gets a half. That's why we split down
the six. How much is a third and a twelfth, which he gets?
How much is a third and a twelfth? A third is 4/12, so this is 5/12, right? So this will be 5/12.
So he gets kamat here.
He gets kamat. Kamat and
nachaltish. I really have only one time, one question.
Yeah, what's your time? Yeah.
It really does mean he says that I'm a brother. Yeah, you're a brother. Nobody knows anything.
Mm-hmm.
The most they could say is maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is a Suffolk here.
Yeah.
How do they know who's a brother, who not?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, I draw them a minor. That's my only thing.
Okay. Good. We get to mention to Bavakam Bavatir, Bavasra in particular, we'll have Yesh Nochlet and Misha Meis. Anyway, the final case right before the Mishnah, Sava V'Yovam V'Nichse Sofik. Oy Sava V'Sofik V'Nichse Yovam. Let's take one at a time. Sava V'Yovam V'Nichse Sofik. The Sofik Nebuch passed away. Nebuch, can you imagine all the tzuras he went through all his life? He had a question of his own personal identity. He didn't know the son of Reuven, the son of Shimon. Nebuch, from all the depression, Nebuch, he passed away. A lot of money for therapy, exactly. Okay, Nebuch, he passed away. So who are we left with? We had left with now the Saba and the Yavam. So now the Saba says, this young man, the Sofik that passed away, was the son of Reuven. And the Saba says, you can imagine how depressed I am. I lost my son Reuven, and now I lost my enikel, the suffix that was the son of Reuven. But the Maisa Reuven didn't leave over any other Yorshim besides me and the Yavam. But when there happens to be, right, the brother of the Yavam, in such a case, putting aside the question of suffix, when a person passes away without children, and he leaves a father or a grandfather, and he leaves a brother, then it goes to the father or grandfather first, before it would go to the brother. In this case over here, since Reuven passed away, Reuven's son passed away, Reuven's son, the Sofik, who is the closest Yoidish? I am, says Saba, and therefore it all goes to me. Right. Saba says, I get everything. Yeah. The Yavam says, Saba, I'm very, very sorry, but he wasn't the son of Reuven, he was my son. So if he's my son, then it goes to me. So the Saba and his Yavam, and the 100%. So again, we have a machloikis between the Zayda and the Zayda's son. Can you imagine the father and the son, Nebuch, are in court, and they are fighting over who is going to get the Nechusim fin the Sufik. Oi, Saba v'Sufik b'Nechse Yavam. Nebuch, I'm sorry, yes.
When Reuven passed, wouldn't the Saba, wouldn't Yaakov and Shimon figure out or make the decision then whether the son was Reuven's son or Shimon's son? It seems like time passes, now the grandson dies, and then they're saying, he was Reuven's son. No, he was my son. Why isn't that decision made already after Reuven passed
away? When Reuven passed away at that time, there was already a big machlokes as to who's entitled to Yerusha at that time.
So this goes back even before the grandson. Yeah.
In fact, the Gemara yesterday talked about Hodor Dina, whether you can go and go back and reverse earlier court decisions of years ago. But now we're talking about Reuven is beyond us. Could be Reuven had no nechassim at all. He was a poor fellow. It wasn't worthwhile making a tzivus about it. But the Sufik, Baruch Hashem, is a Yid and Oisha. Okay. And now the question is, who gets his nechassim? So Saba the Sufik Menechse Yovim. So now we have the Saba the Zayda, and we have the Sufik. So now the Saba says to the Sufik, you happen to be the son of Reuven. Yovam happens to be my son. The son passed away. I, the father of the Yovam, I get the whole thing. The Sufik says, no. I'm not the son of Reuven. I'm the son of the Yovam. This is my father that passed away, and therefore I'm entitled to the whole thing. As in both cases, both the case of Nechse Sufik, the case of Nechse Yovam, there's no way to be Mavar. Can you just have to split it down? Nobody's considered to be a Muchzik. Everybody wants to get the Nechosim. So it's a moment. We split it down the middle, 50-50. Good. All that was very exciting. On to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah gets into serious dinim about Ksuba and Nechse Melug and Nechse Tzoyin Barzel, which are really the energy behind Mesechtes Ksubas, Mitchum, which we'll get to. And in fact, this Mishnah, word for word, verbatim, appears in Mesechtes Ksubas on Daf Pei. But the reason why we bring it over here is because we start off with Shemeres Yavam, but most of these halachas really apply to Ksubas, as we'll see. So we start off the Mishnah. A Shemeres Yavam. Now this is a rare term in our Mesechta. Usually we're talking about a Yavama, not a Shemeres Yavam. But basically they're the same thing. Rashi says Shemeres Yavam means that the woman is waiting for the Yavam to go and take action. And Rashi brings from another Gemara Mesechta's Ksubis that in fact we find this Lashon. It's Rashi quotes a Gemara that says, Aniyazu Lashov Shamra. This poor lady has been waiting Nebuch for naught. That Gemara is talking about, interesting Gemara, that you had a wife that married a Kohen Gadol who was a Grois Masmid, and he went away to Yeshiva for 12 years. He finally comes back, and unfortunately she can no longer have a children, because we had the Gemara a few days ago, if a woman doesn't engage in procreation for 10 years, she, Chas V'Shalom, she might not have children. So this Nebuchadnezzar, her husband came back after 12 years, and she didn't have children, and the doctor said, she's not going to be able to have kids. And so the Gemara says over there, Nebuch Aniyazu, this poor lady, Vashav Shama, she waited and waited in vain for her husband to come home. He finally came home 12 years later, and she can't have children. Anyway, the Gemara says that the husband, who's by now a Yid, who can gun shas and Allah poskim, Allah chsam soifas, Allah kivayges, Allah b'chaim briskis, he was of grace at tzaddik, he was a spal on behalf of his wife, and guess what? And Baruch Hashem, she had doyers. But the point is, that's the Lashon Gemara, that the word shmira doesn't mean only like a shem asuchan, a shem achinam, someone who's a security guard. Shmira means all to wait. And in fact, it's interesant, Rashi over here just brings a raya from a Gemara. Rashi in Soitan, Daf Yud Ches, brings on the word shemeres yavam, he says, ke'en, like it says in the Pusik, the Oviv Shumar Es HaDuvar, which says the Gabe Yaakov Avini, that he wanted to see what would eventually happen with the Chaloimis of Yosef
Atzadik. He's waiting for it.
Exactly. The word Shumar, I'm sorry?
She's a Zikr.
Yavad is a Zika. We're just explaining now the terminology, the etymology of the word Shomer. Normally think of a Shomer as a person who's watching an object in safekeeping. What is she watching?
So
Morris says the word Shomer doesn't just mean to watch, it also means to wait with anticipation and expectation. So Reb Pinchas adds that the Indian of a Shomer Shabbos, not only that on Shabbos itself the person is careful, all Tariag Meluchas, but in all the Hilcha Shabbos, but it means throughout the week, he always waits with anticipation. Oh, then kimt un Shabbos. This is Hashem Shabbos. So here too, the Shemer Shabbos, she's waiting for the Yavam to take action. So what is she waiting for? So stay too, as she is waiting, Shenaflu nechosim. In the meantime, her father passed away, and now she has become, Baruch Hashem, a rich lady, and she has now somewhat of an estate. Okay, so now, what is her status vis-a-vis her husband? That because there is only a Zika, at the moment she's not married to the Yavam, she's unfortunately no longer married to her former husband because she's Nebuch a widow. So what happened? She has full shlita, full control over all her nechasim that she just received from her father. Meicheres, she could sell it to anybody. Noisenes, she can go and give it as a way. Vekayim, everything that she does is mekuyam, meaning that it has standing. She can do whatever she wants.
And Zika has nothing to do with it, even Meisel B'Shamah.
This is metaphysical, not
yeah. No, that's what the Mishnah says. You could have thought differently.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, that's it. So now, even though we've spoken throughout the Masechta about Zika, 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 Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, Avada, she has a Zika in terms of that her husband, not her husband, her Yovam has to take action, either to do Yibam or to do Chalitza, but in terms of the financial connection, says our Mishnah, the financial connection is very, very flimsy, and therefore she can do whatever she wants with those in the chosim. She doesn't have to call up the Yavim and say, Yavim, I got good news, I become a rich lady, are you interested finally in doing the Yibam? I've been Shemeris now for the last who knows how many years. But the point is, she can do whatever she wants, it's all hers. That is as long as she is alive. Now the Mishnah continues on, Mesa, what happens if she passed away? And Poshim Pshat, where she passed away when she was still a Shemeres Yavam, she is still waiting, waiting, and waiting, and then but finally she passed away. So Ma Yaseh B'Ksubasa, U'Menechosim HaNichnosim V'Yoytzim Ima. What are we going to do with her Ksuba? What are we going to do with Nechosim HaYoytzim Ima? Now what is this Nechosim HaNichnos V'Yoytzim Ima? We'll talk about the Ksuba shortly. But the Nechosim HaNichnos V'Yoytzim Ima is another term for it is Nechsim Muluk. What means Nechsim Muluk? So getting back again to simple Hilchos Ksubos, without getting too much involved. When it comes to a woman getting married, there are three separate types of money involved. Number one is what the classic Ksuba, which means Muna Oy Masai. Muna Masai means it depends on whether the woman is a Psula or she is a Ba'ula. Ba'ula meaning that she had previously been an Almana or a Grusha. If she's a psula, she's entitled to 200. If she happens to be a ba'ula, she's only entitled to 100. Besides that, of course, the husband can go and add to the ksuba, and that's what's called toisis ksuba. If in addition to the 100 or 200, he wants to add another million, he's entitled. That's all fine and dandy. But that's the classic term ksuba. Then there's something called nechsi tzim bazel and nechsi muluk. What means nechsi tzim bazel and nechsi muluk? Nechsi bazel means that she comes into the marriage with Nechosim, and she wants to make sure that as a result of this marriage, she shouldn't have any financial loss. Whether or not this marriage will last, No one knows for sure, only the Rabbi Yishalelem. But at least she doesn't want to lose financially. So therefore, what does she do? Her father is a very rich man, and says, part of the dowry is I'm going to go and give you a property here on Park Avenue, and the property is worth $1 million. Alright, a small property. Yeah, it's like a quarter of a room on fancy 10,000 Park Avenue. Okay, anyway, a closet. But it's worth $1 million. What did they do? They went to a fancy schmancy appraisal company, paid for $10,000, they got an appraisal, it's worth $1 million. So now they put into the ksuba that this closet, this little room, whatever, is worth $1 million, and after this marriage terminates, either chas v'shalom through the husband passing away, or chas v'shalom if he gives her a get, then she's entitled to, besides her regular 100 or 200 that you have in the ksuba, all's entitled to go and get, not to get back that room, but to go and get back $1 million. She prefers it that way, because after all, prices go up, prices go down, and maybe when this marriage terminates, the price of this apartment will be worth only $500,000. Of course, it might be worth $2 million. So it's always a speculation, just like any time you invest. But therefore, this way she knows for sure she gets back $1 million. That's what's called nechse tzoin basel. Tzoin basel means that even though they're tzoin, they're made out of basel, they're like iron. Why? What's a tzoin? What's the Indian tzoin? So, again, the Gemara Maseches Ksuba says, because the normal transactions between an owner of sheep and a shepherd, you had a lot of people that owned sheep, however, they could not tend to their sheep because they had other jobs. They had to go to the daf, they had to go learning, they had to go to the office, so they didn't have time for the sheep, so they used to hire the town roya, the town shepherd, he would take care of the sheep. But he wanted to make sure that at the end of the day, in the end of the month, in the end of the year, he gets his sheep back, so he makes up in advance, many of these sheep may die, many of these sheep may have children, I'm not going to go into all of that, I have an appraisal that these 10 sheep are worth $1,000, at the end of the year, you give me back $1,000 if the sheep did well, it didn't do well, it makes no difference, give me, that's why it's called tzoin basel. He converts the tzoin into basel like iron, that this is the appraisal. A fixed amount.
It's like a prenuptial thing, in terms of the
tzoin basel. Okay, fine. The prenuptial is before the chasen, here is the ksuv at the time of the chasen. Good, but anyway, fine. I understand the parallel. Let's go now to tzoin, to din of nechse maluk. Nechse maluk means that these are nechosim again that she brought in from her father, let's say sheep or fields or real estate or whatever it happens to be, and she says to her husband, you can use it and you can do whatever you want with it as long as this marriage continues on. You can have all of the pay rights, meaning all of the income. I wouldn't mind if you share some of the income with me and buy me some jewelry and some dresses from time to time. But the point is, he has all of the income. And, chas v'shalom, if and when this marriage terminates, then the property reverts back to her. In this case, of course, if the property went up in value, she will be very, very happy. Oh, I'm glad that I didn't make it tzoin basel. On the other hand, if it went down in price, she'll be upset. Oh, I should have put in a fixed amount at appraisal, and then I would have gotten back my money. Okay, so it's like any type of speculation. So any type of investment, I should say. Anyway, so nechse maluk is something we would call the nechosim hanichnosim v'yoytzim ima. By the way, where does the word maluk come from? Again, the Gemara Maseches Ksuba says to be moileg feathers. If you go and pull out a feather from a chicken, from an oif, that's called maliga. What's pshat over here? That the husband has the right to use the property and constantly pull out the income, pull out the feathers from the property. He has the papers. But she owns the keren throughout. So getting back to our Mishnah, the nechosim, which are nechnosim, the yoytzim ima, means nechse malug, because she brings them in, and she will take these nechosim out at the end, whenever this marriage terminates, if chas v'shalom, he passes away, or gives her a get. Okay, so now, getting back to the Mishnah.
It's all protection for, in case he marries her for money,
yeah,
and then 2 weeks later he divorces her.
Yeah,
you know what he gets? He gets zero.
Uh-huh. Okay, good, fine.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, that's the point. It's good, yeah. Okay, Mishnah Maseches Ksubos, we'll get more into the financial implications. Okay. But back to our Mishnah now. Semesa, remember this Shemer is Yavam, who was not married. She just had the Zika to the Yavam. Mayas b'ksuvasa, what's going to happen with her ksuba? What's going to happen in the chosim, nechnosim, yoytzim ima, the nechse malug that she received from from her father, which, by the way, is not only part, not only a dowry, but the case of our Mishnah, meaning that whilst she was a Shemeres Yavam, if her father passed away, so this automatically becomes like part of her dowry, and it goes to her, and now it belongs to her. So these are also part of the Chosim Ha. Nechasim ha nechnasim the yoytim ima. So what happens with all of these nechasim? Now she died. Who gets them? She has no children. So Bishami Omrim Yachloiku Yorshe Abal im Yorshe Av. Meaning that there are now two Bali Dinim that want to get this Yerusha. You have the Yorshe Abal. Yorshe Abal means the Yavam. It says Baal, but we really mean Yavam. So either the Yavam or his family. The Yorshe Abal is, it's an imprecise term. We really mean the Yavam himself, because she's a Shemeres Yavam, she's waiting for the Yavam to go and be Miyam. So Yorshe Abal really means the Yavam, who happens to be a Yoidish from her former Baal, from her late husband.
Now we are talking about three or four potential Yavamim, brothers.
Wait, let's assume it's only one. Make life easy. Just
she's
one Yavam.
I mean, she's committed to somebody already.
Well, she's not committed.
No,
there's a Zika.
She's waiting for somebody.
She's waiting for that Yavam to go and do it.
One of the three. She could have 10 brothers. She's waiting.
You mean he could have 10 brothers?
Yeah.
Well, let's make it easy.
So
I want to make it easy because it gets much more complicated as to who gets what rights to which Nachla, to which Yerusha, who has to give the Ksuba.
Let's wait.
Exactly. One brother makes it. If you have had too many brothers and you have to say, oh, brother, then the Mishnah gets so much more complicated. Let's talk about one brother. Anyway, so this one brother has so far sit on his hands and he has not done Yibam yet, and Nebuch, she passed away while she was waiting. What happens now to all of her Nechasim? So now there are two groups that want to go and get the Yerusha. Number one, the Yavam and his family would like to go and get the Yerusha. Number two is the Yorshe Av. Yorshe Av means her father. Her father, Lamusha, which means her family. She has no children. If her father is still alive, then she wants, then the father would like to go in Yashin. If the father is no longer alive, then the father has, for instance, other sons who are the brothers of this young lady, who Nebuch is a Shemeres Yavam, and they want to, or could he had brothers, yeah, whatever. So the two sides, her side and the Yavam side, or the late Baal side. So what does Beishamai say? You split it down the middle, Yechlek Yorshe Abal im Yorshe Ho'av. Now before we get on to Beisil, the Gemara's focus is going to be today on Beis Shammai Shita, and the Gemara is going to be very troubled in understanding our Mishnah. What's the trouble? Because in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, let's focus on Beis Shammai, holds that as long as she's a Shemeres Yavam and she's not married, and she has Nechse Malug, she has Nechasim that fell from her father, she can do whatever she wants, meaning that it's totally, totally hers. She mecheres, noisenes, whatever she wants. Now what happened? Nebuch, she passed away. So, l'choyer, what should we say? It remains exactly the way it was, and therefore it should go to her yorshim, meaning to her father, to her brothers. Why does Beis Shammai say, yachloiki yorshe abal im yorshe ab? What do the yorshe abal have to do with this? As long as the yavim was not miyabim, she's a shemeres yavim, we said when she was still alive, it's totally hers, 100%, even 1,000%. Because she died, she loses, or her family loses 50% of the chasim. Why it should remain with her? And in fact, that's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel amrim nechasim becheskasam. Nechasim stay in their chazaka the way they were. Ksuba becheskis yorshe abal. Ksuba means the 100 or the 200. What would be the din over there? Excuse me. That's becheskis yorshe abal, and that makes a lot of sense because when the baal has to go and give the ksuba, he hasn't given it yet. He hasn't even been miyabim her yet. So if he hasn't been miyabim her yet, so then of course the 100 or the 200 that she should have received and that she could have received, she's not going to receive because they never got married. So of course it remains v'cheses yorshe abal. Nechasim nechnasim v'yoytzim ima. It could also be talking, by the way, on the original 100 or 200 that she could have received from her original baal. Original Baal Nebuch passed away. She should have gotten those, that ksuba. She didn't get it yet because the Yavam says, don't worry, I'm going to go and take care of you. And therefore, I'm going to take upon myself those obligations of the ksuba. But Lamaisa wasn't the Yavamer. So Lamaisa, it all stayed with the original husband or with the new Yavam. Therefore, it remains in their chazaka and does not go to her mishpach. Good. However, that taka stays with her mishpacha, meaning it goes, she's dead, so it goes to her father or her brothers with her family. Now, Basil is very much consistent with the first part of the Mishnah. That as long as she was alive, mechefen to the kayim. Now she passed away, so now it remains with her estate, and her estate means her family, her father, her brothers. But no, nothing, the Baal doesn't get anything in that. Why does Beis Shammai say Yechlek? So the Gemara is going to ask that question immediately. Why in the Reishas does Beis Shammai agree to Beis Hillel that she has full reign, full right? And then when she dies, she only gets 50%. Not she, but her family gets 50%. And the Gemara is going to address that kasha for the rest of the blat. We're going to have four tirutzim. We're going to have Ula, Rabba, Abaya, and Rava Mirzashem. Let's just finish the Mishnah. We'll get back to your question. The final halacha of the Mishnah is that's all when she's Shemeres Yavam. What happens to be Kansa once the Yavam goes and marries her? So we all know what's Barry, what's halacha. Hari Kishta L'Choldavar, it's a regular wife. Whatever the normal Hilchois husband and wife are would apply here as well. Ulbavad, but one thing you should take, Ksuba al-Nesli Baal Horishan. So we touched on this a moment ago, that the Ksuba that she gets from the second husband, meaning from the Yavam, he doesn't have to take upon himself a brand new Ksuba. He can go and take the obligations of his original brother, the Baal that passed away. That ksuba we on the nechsi baal rishon. What means on nechsi baal rishon? Because usually by ksuba there is a lien impressed on the estate of, for instance, if chas shalom the husband passed away, and the yorishim don't want to go and give the ksuba to their mother or to their stepmother or to the tzara or whatever. So there's a lien on the chasim and they can't go and sell it until it's like a mortgage, and therefore the wife is entitled to that lien on the ksuba. Here it's telling us that when the first husband passed away, since the Yavam took over his ksuba, so there's no lien on his nechasim, the lien attaches to his dead brother's nechasim because it's just a hand-me-down. He's just taking over the original obligation of his brother. Mitchell, we're going to focus on that but more
he,
tomorrow.
He doesn't have to pay until he dies or until he divorces.
Well, he was talking, yeah, and a chanami. Yeah. Mitchell, that's going to be tomorrow. I mean,
there's no ksuba on the dead person.
100%. Yeah.
The only obligation that he takes over is his obligation to the woman, not to the other the things that
right, just to the
property.
Right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, so yes, Barry, you had a question.
When a chalitza is performed,
yes.
Is it ksuba paid?
It really depends on whether she was an arusa or nesua. If she was an nesua, yes, she would get paid at that time. Yeah. Jokti Moriyetz. Maishno, the kasha that we asked according to Beis Shammai. Maishno reisha de loy pligi, or maishno seifa de pligi. The word pligi over here doesn't mean necessarily machloikis. Here it means how come nobody divides up the estate together with her in the reisha. In the reisha, she has all the rights. 1000%, mechevet sendes kai. Or Maishna Seifa, how come the Seifa? We said Pligi that if she passes away, then her father or her brothers get half, and the Yorshe Abal, meaning the Yavam side, gets the other half. Why? First, there it says Amma Ula. Ula says that Reisha Danaf Lakishi Arusa, the Seifa Danaf Lakishi Nesua. Ula's pshat, of course, is a little bit of a difficult pshat, because in our Mishnah we didn't mention the word Arusa, we didn't mention the word Nesua. Nevertheless, he says that the Reish is talking about Shemeres Yavam, that the original marriage that she's now waiting for Yibam was just a marriage of Eirusin. The first marriage was never consummated, it was never Nisuin, it was just an Eirusin. But the din of Yibam is also from an Eirusin. We had this earlier on in Masechta, that if a husband passes away and leaves over the wife, Bein Min Eirusin, Bein Nisuin, there's a din of Yibam. Okay, so now the Reish is talking about that she was a Shemeres Yavam after Eirusin, and the Seifa, meaning Mesa, what is the case of Mesa that she died? She died in a situation where she was a Yoshemeres Yavam from a Nisuin, which itself is a difficult Gemara, because if the Reish and the Seifa, the whole difference is between Eiris and Nisuin, why are we mixing in this Mesa business? Why don't we, we don't want to kill people just to go and tell us the halacha. It would be easy to just to say the Reish, Shemeres Yavam from Eiris, then she has all the Nechasim. If it's Shemeres Yavam from Nisuin, then she only gets 50%. That would be much, much easier. According to Beisham, because Beisil, both in the Reish and the Seifa, he says it's Becheskosa. That she,
consistent.
I'm sorry?
Basil is consistent.
Basil is totally consistent. But Beis Shammai, that's the problem is with Beis Shammai. In fact, our Gemara just says, Maishna Reisha, Deloy Pligi, Maishna Seva De Pligi. If you look at the Lashon Rashi, Rashi adds one word. Rashi, the third line of the wide lines. Maishna Reisha de Loi Pligi, Maishna Sefer de Pligi, Beishamai. We're asking Loi Beishamai, why is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? So Ula says Reisha Nafik Yishia, Rusa Nafik Nafik Yishit Nesua. The Kasavar Ula, Zikas Arusa, the Zika of Arusa, meaning that her husband passed away, Erisin, the Zika that goes now to the Yavam, Oise Sofik Arusa. It makes it into a Sofik Arusa. Now the word Sofik over here has two interpretations. Number one, Sofik means it's a Sofik, because I don't know whether the Yavam is going to be Miyabim her or not. But the Sofik also is that it means that it's a lighter form than Erisin. Erisin is a much stronger...
Yibam light.
Okay. And this is now Erisin light. Because it's only a Zika, it's not Mamish Erisin. What would be the Mamish, the din of Erisin? We're going to see in a moment a Machloik B'Sham B'Visil, a Mishnah Sechtes Ksubis. And therefore, this Zika, which makes it only Safik Arusa, a lighter form of Erisin, we'll see what the halachic ramifications are. The Seif is talking about Zikas Nesua. What does Zikas Nesua do? Then it's Oise Safik Nesua. And we start again. Zikas Arusa, Oise Safik Arusa, the Isokadaitach Vaday Arusa. If you're going to tell me that the Zika of Erisin is just as strong as a normal Vaday Dika Erisin, in other words, a normal Erisin, Moidim Beis Hillel, Shemecheres Venoisenes Vekayam. Would it say in the Reish of our Mishnah, which is the case of the Erisin case, where she was a Zika from Erisin, would Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree, but particularly Beis Hillel would agree, Shemecheres Venoisenes Vekayam, that she can go and sell at will? But now we have a Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubas that Naflu La Nechasa Mishin Is Arisa a Chasin and Kala got married only Erisin, no Nizu, just Erisin. After, during the period of Erisin, whilst they are waiting for the Nisuin, during that period of time, Nebuch, her father, grandfather, someone passed away and left her Nechasim. And now they belong to her.
They don't go to the Baal yet.
Oh, that's the Machloikis here. You're jumping a gun. Machloikis Shem Beisil. Beishamai Omrim Timkar. Beishamai says she can go and sell it, like it said in our Mishnah, Mecheres V'Desenes Zakayim.
She's the boss.
She's the boss, even though she's already married. She's a Mrs. Smith. She is an Arusa. But nevertheless, they're not Nisuin yet. She can do whatever she wants. Beisil Omrim Loi Timkar, she's not allowed to. She's a married lady. However, it's not a Nesu yet. Eilu ve'eilu moidim, even Beis Hillel would agree. Shemachra v'nosna b'diyavet, it's kaim, it works. You cannot do Beis Hillel, b'diyavet, it works. So therefore, getting back to our mission now. If you're going to tell me that the case of Zika Sarusa is like a Vaday Arusa, how does the Mishnah start off? Moidim beishamayu beisil, shemoy cheres, v'noisenes v'kayim lechatchila. Beisil says, if it's a Vaday Arusa, loitim kar lechatchila, it's only b'diavet shemochar v'nosim v'kayim. Muzduch zayin zotimor, elishmami no, Zika Sarusa doesn't make a Vaday Arusa, it makes it's a Safik Arusa. Safik Arusa means a lighter form of Arusa, and here even Beis Hill would agree that she's allowed to go be mecheres v'noisenes lichatchila, not only b'diavet. So that's the ratio. What's the zikas nesua oisik safik nesua? This is already the safer case, but the mesa case that it makes a safik nesua. What means safik? The isol kadaitach vaday nesua beishamay omrim yachloiku yorshi avalim yorshi ho'av. Would beishamay say you have to go and split it down the middle? What not? The same Mishnah continues on in Mesechtes Ksubis. Naflula nechosav, nechosim mishinesis. The previous Mishnah started off naflula nechosav mishinesis arsa. Now, naflula nechosav mishinesis. They already had nisuin, and again the father passed away, and now she's the Yoreshes. She got a nice estate. What happens now to this property? Eilu v'eilu moidim sai beishamay, and sai beisil agree. Shemachra benosta. Even if she goes to contract, and she sells this property, or gives it away, it's not binding. The Baal can go and take it away because his shibud, his lien on the property is stronger than the lekeach, and therefore whatever she does is not valid. He can stop it. So now, if you're going to go and tell me,
but he has to say malug. You mean
asnich say malug? Yeah, 100%.
Can you pay his kinyan? I got maybe.
Right. So therefore, it's totally here. The Mishnah Maseches Ksubis will talk about this in much greater detail. But bottom line for our purposes is that if it was a vaday nesua, what would be the din? Then the Baal would be able to go and take everything away. So that means who has now the chazaka? The Baal has the chazaka. So How would it say in our Mishnah? If the seif of the Mishnah is talking about Nesuah, and if you're telling me that Safik Nesuah has the same status, or the Zikas Nesuah has the same status as Vadai Nesuah means it all belongs to him. She has no control over this property at all. So why would Bishamai say that if Mesa, Yachloiki Yorshia Balim Yorshia Ab, it's all his, it's an all Beches Kosoi, he has the Chazaka over it. Elishmamina Muznach Zang, that Zika Nesuah, oh, he says Safik Nesuah doesn't make a full fledged Nesuah, it only makes Nesuah light. And therefore, it's not that it belongs all to him, it belongs 50-50, because after all, it's a Zika. It's not a full-fledged marriage. And therefore, if and when she passes away, half of it will go to her family, half of it will go to the Yavam's family. Okay, so this is the first, this is the end of the first teret of our Mishnah. Why in the Reish does it say that she can go and sell lichatchila? But if Mesa, then you split it down the middle, says Ula, because the first case is talking about that she was a Shemeres Yavam min Erisin. Second case is talking about that she was Shemeres Yavam min Hanisun.
Amli Rab. The Russian Suffolk is still difficult. That's not called a Suffolk, a light. I would say, it's just a...
You're right. Okay. Rashi says, Suffolk, he vloikin a suah mamish. It's not mamish, it's a Suffolk. Okay, so continue now the Gemara. Amli Rab. Rab is very, very upset. And Rab asks the obvious kasha, which we touched on a moment ago. And what's the obvious kasha? The Mishnah doesn't mention a word about Arusa, doesn't mention a word about Nesura. What's worse than that, if you will, is...
Not going to do a killing
it. Why do you have to kill her? Exactly. Let's say the first case is talking about Arusa, second case about Nesura, but she's still alive and kicking. Why do you have to go and chas v'shalom and kill a person? Imzis. It's Amli Rab. Anamiflegi begifa uleachamisa. Why do we have to speak about in the second case by the suffix nesuah, the zikas nesuah, that she's talking about the machloikis and the mishnah between Bisham Bisel, and also the mechalik the nechosim between the baal and the ab, the yorshe baal yorshe ab, and the miflegi beguf alachamis, instead of talking about splitting the guf hanechosim after she passed away, liflegu bechayeh ula peirois. Let's talk about that she's alive. She has now nechsim malug. What's the din by nechsim malug? Nechsim malug is that although she owns the keren, he, the husband, has the right to the peiros. So let's go and say that if it's Shemeres Yavam min hanisuin, her husband died, she's waiting for the Yavam to be Miyavam, what happens to these Nechosim? Until now, her Baal was receiving all of the Peiros, but the Baal now died, so what happens? So now, they'll split it down the middle. She'll get half of the Peiros, and the husband and the Yavam will get half of the Peiros, because it's the Yorshia Av, meaning she, on her side. You have the Yorshia Baal on the other side, and they split it. So what do you have to talk about that she died, and then they split it after the Levaya, after the Shiva, she's alive and kicking, and she splits it together with the Yavam side. Quite a very, very straightforward question.
What's the right of the Yavam again? What is his right?
According to the way Ula interpreted our Mishnah, the Yavam, if it was a Yavam min hanisuin, then he would have 50% of all the rights. And that's why in our Mishnah, when she passed away and she left over an estate, her parent, her father, her mishpacha gets 50%.
What right does he have? What right?
So the Gemara is saying is, say the exact same scenario when she's alive, and also they'll split it down the middle. When we split it down the middle, if she has nechsei maluk, the keren belongs to her, but the peirois normally go to the baal, but since this is not full baalus, this is light baalus, so therefore they'll split the peirois. If the income from the field is $1,000 a month, she'll get 500, and the yavam will get 500. And if it's 10,000, 5,000, 5,000. If it's a million, oh, we're talking about big money. Yes, Barry, you're upset.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah, because we said in the Reisha that it's hers to.
Reisha, she was a subject Arusa, an Eirusin. The case of Mesa is talking about Menisuin. So instead of talking about Ula, that the safe of Mesa is talking about Nisuin, and it's talking about that she died, what happens now to Nechosim and I split 50-50 to her family and to the Yovam's family? No! Let's talk about that she's alive, and again split the Nechosim 50-50. Why split them 50-50? Because, on the one hand, she's a Nesua, and therefore should all belong to her husband. On the other hand, she's not a Nesua, because it's only Zikas Yibam. So that makes it Nesuan light. So the Svara says, Rab is a good tesvar. I mask him. Nisuin lightly 50-50. Fine. But don't do 50-50 when she died. Do 50-50 when she's still alive and let them split the payments. And that's Rab's point. And it's a very good point. What do you have to throw in the mesa in the Mishnah? Because the difference between the Reish and the Seif is Eiris and Nisuin, not whether she's alive or she's dead. So what's Pshat? That's Rab's kash. And
Rabbi Gulacha Misa, Rabbi Gulacha, Ula Pes. Another kind of liflik, the listen to the Bididah.
Oh, what?
She's alive.
Fine. Baruch Hashem. Elo Marabba. Idi v'idi denafla kishihi nesua. Both, this is now shot number two in our Mishnah. Both the Reish and the Sefer talking about that she was a shemeres yova min hanisuin. V'zikas nesua oise sofik nesua. Like we said before, zikas nesua is nesuin light. Reisha di'ihi kaima. In the Reisha, Baruch Hashem, she's alive. Havallah. Ihi vadai v'inu safik. Main safik moitzim edai vadai. After all, she is certainly entitled to these nechsim aluk. It was her father that passed away. She received it. It's certainly hers. Maybe the yavam should also get it. But the yavam wasn't miyabim yet. In fact, he may never be miyabim. Guess what happened in the Mishnah? Meisah, she died before yibam.
It's a safik.
Safik in the sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever going to become a full-fledged husband until he's actually miyabim. So therefore, suffering a vaday, ain't suffering moitz b'nei vaday. Yeah.
You're you playing know. With the word suffering. One at one time you say means just light.
Yeah.
And here you say means suffering like I'm
saying. Yeah. Okay.
It can't be. It's not lechayde both.
All right. Imari giving now a slightly different term. Okay. So that's the ratio. No problem. Say for the mesa when she passed away, she is no longer a vaday. She's only Vaday Nebuch Mesa. That's the Zicha Vaday. But the Gabi, the Nachla, the Gabi, the Nechosim, Halol, who is now at the table who wants to get a share? It's her family, meaning her father or her brothers, and the Shemeres and the Yavam, the Shoyme Yavam. So what happens? Halol Boin Lirish, Halol Boin Lirish. Both of them are Yorshim and one Yashim. And therefore, each one says, I have a stronger Taina, and now she's no longer a Vaday and their Suffolk. They're both Sveikis, because the Yorshim of her say, we should receive it. The Yorshim of the Yavam say that we should receive it. That's what the Mishnah says. It's Beishamai, in such a case when she's no longer alive. The same Zikas Nesua, when she was alive, Vaday Metzafik, she gets everything. When she's dead, it's now Sofik and Sofik in a sense. They're both Yorshim from both sides. Okay, Yachloiku, you split it down the middle. So that's the second pshat. It's a good pshat, is it?
Yeah.
And now it makes sense that it says Mesa. Zayagut. Eisei Abaye. Says Abaye, you're telling me Ulevei Shammai ain't Sofik Moitzimidei Vaday. Meaning that since Beishamai says Yachloiku, and since in the Reish of the Mishnah he agrees that the only one that gets is just the woman. In other words, Bechayeha, she gets everything, and the Yovim gets nothing, because ain't Sofik Mitzim Levadai. But tonight I'll show you that Beishamai holds that a Sofik can be Moitzim Devadai. Where do you have a Sofik Mitzim Devadai? Did not. Which state in the Mishnah? Mishnah was the Bava Basra. Nafal Abayis Olov Yal Oviv. Nebuch, there was a building collapse, and a father and a son passed away virtually simultaneously, but we don't know who was early, who was later. We had a similar case a few days ago in the Gemara. We don't know for sure who passed away first, or who
two
passed
brothers,
away second. Exactly. So now, says the Mishnah, Olov, or Olov Yal Barishav, another type of case, same type of case. Voyu Olov Ksubas Isha Ubal Choyv. Now, the Mas is Azai. The father that passed away was a very wealthy man. The son that passed away was unfortunately struggling, and he left many, many debts. Now, the question is, who passed away first? So let's think about this on our own. If the father passed away a second earlier,
the son is the Yorish.
So the son had all these debts, but Baruch Hashem, now he becomes an Oishah. Unfortunately, before he had a chance to realize these riches, Nebuchadnezzar also passed away. But who can realize the benefit of the riches? The Bali Choyv, not only the Yorishim, also there's Nebuchadnezzar Isham and the Bali Choyv. So they're going to go and say, oh, throughout his life, we've been trying to collect, he never had a penny to his name. Now, a second before he passed away, he got a Yerusha of $1 million, the Baal Choyv will get paid, and the Ksuvah Sish will get paid, and the landlord will get paid, everybody will be able to get money. Ah, Machai. That's all, of course, if the father passed away first. What happens if he passed away first? Just like he lived Nebuch the life of an Omaman, of a poor person, he passed away Nebuch as a poor person. He never got a penny. So now the Ksubasisha and the Baal Choyv, they all stand in line. Sorry, he passed away without a penny to his name. But of course, we don't know who passed away first and who passed away second. So you can already see the makings of a din Torah. The lawyers are going to make a lot of money. When he passed away, he left over a ksuba. He hadn't paid his wife. Not that he was a bad guy. Nebuchadnezzar, he was a poor guy. And he had people, he owed a lot of money. He didn't have any money. Yorshia Av Oimrim. Of course, the Yorshia Av are going to take the stand that have been Meisrishin. Of course, he was such a weakling anyway, a feather would have killed him. So, of course, the building collapsed. He died first, and therefore, when he died, he didn't have a penny to his name. Sorry, the Ksuvizisha Balchoy, they get nothing. The Achach Meisav. Only after that did the Av pass away.
But he's not Yerish Bekeva that among the brothers.
We'll have to get to that. Metshem Sechtes above us. Agamar doesn't go into the depth of all that. Anyway, so this Shteitu Aben Meisrishu V'Yachach Meisav, and therefore the Ben died penniless. Goodish. Ubal Choyv Oimer. Of course, Ubal Choyv says, big forget. Av Meisrishu. The Av was already 119 years old at Shingang Metashteke with a walker. So Av Meisrishu Avad, he passed away first. V'Yachach Meisav Ben, and then afterwards the son passed away. So by the time the Ben passed away, he was a rich man. So what do you do? There's no way of scientifically being able to prove one way or the other. So Beishami Amrim Yachloiku, split it down the middle. Beisil Amrim Nechasim Beches Kasam. The Nechasim remain in their Chazaka. Where was the Chazaka? The Chazaka was that the Av had it for the last 50 years, the Ben had nothing. So we assume that they belong to the Av. Now, Beishami says Yachloiku. Frank Timur, Vahacha Yorshia Av Vadai. There's no question that the Av had all the money until now. And the Vada means that he has a Vada Chazaka. That Lecheskes Nechosim was always by the father. And now the father passed away, the son passed away. So therefore, where is it more mistaver halachically to go and put the property, to leave it with the Av like Beisil said, Nechosim Lecheskosim. So the Yorshi Avar Vada, the Balchoiv is a Sofik, because the son never had a penny in his life. Is a chazok, he's going to go continue on like that, never having a penny. It's about choyv safi, because he's safi moitimidei vadai. Beishamai says you go and split it down the middle. Why should Beishamai say that the safi should get anything from the vadai? So you see from this that Beishamai holds that the safi moitimidei vadai. So why by uns in the Mishnah does it say in the Reisha that she's mecheres v'neisenes v'kayim? If you're telling me that the zikas nesua oises safik nesua, so why does she have all the rights? We should go and say split it down the middle that she gets 50% and the yavim gets 50%, because I see the Beishamai hold that one has sveikis safik is moitzi midei vaday.
It's the same type of
it's only a chloiku. It's a
shvach
moitzi also.
Yeah, but 50% is still a little better than nothing, right?
Sapek nisu and sapek.
I understand what you're saying.
It's not sapek in the.
So you see, it's not only a nisu and light. That also means it has a dinner status of a sapek.
It's a
term, but it's that's yeah. Anyway, but the Gemara assumes that they're both the same. So getting back to our question now.
It's really a chazok of the Mikana, that it was by the father, and it stays like that.
Yeah, that's what they still hold. Why did they show me hold Yachloiku? Yeah. So that's a question. Everything Gemara Nishver, Kasara Beishamai Shtar, Oimel Ligvois Kigavoy Dome. If a person owns a shtar, so you don't just look at it as a piece of paper, you look at this shtar as if it forms a lien. Of course, it depends whether you hold Achrayis to a Soifer or not. That's another sugi machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but we're not going into all of the depth of all hilchas choshen mishpat now. But the bottom line is, since this person has a bona fide shtar which is signed by two edim and all the rest, if you hold kigovi dami, it means that I also have a chazaka on what I'm going to be goive, because it's like kigovi dami. It's as if I was already goive. Says Beishamai, I avad hold like kolatayder kula ain't something moitzvide vaday. But here they're both vadoim. How they both vadoim? Because both of them have a chazaka. The father had the chazaka that he's a rich man. He has all the nechassim. However, the Baal Choyv also has a chazaka because he has the shtar kigavri dami, and that's why you gotta go and split it down the middle. How do I know that Beishamai subscribes to this din that kol shtar oim ligvas kigavri dami? Did not we learn in the Mishnah? Another Mishnah Masechtas Soita, Meisu Balein Ad Shaloi Shosu. You have over here Rachman Litzlan, a woman who's suspected of engaging in adultery. Chulidu Vachas. She's a zayna. What do you do with a zayna? If, of course, if you have the kinim, the stirim, the edim, the gamzik geshaft, you have to take it to Yerushalayim and you have to go and let her drink from the mayim hamarim. What happens if they did not get the opportunity to go and drink from the Maimon Marim. Why? Because the husband was so disappointed and depressed with his wife that when even choshed her, the Chas V'Shalom, that she lived with somebody else, Nebuch had a depression, Nebuch he passed away suddenly. So Mesa Balein actually Shasu, if the husband of such a Zayna passed away before she had the opportunity to drink, what happens now? She cannot go, and the reason why she cannot drink, the Ainin Shoy says, the Gemara is going to bring on the next line, because it said in the passage, behavior ish as ishtoy el hakoin. The husband has to bring the wife to the koin, and to tell
the
Gemara.
No,
I'm sorry?
Yes, yeah, no accuser.
So. Will the accuser be able to bring her?
No.
No, because she's Nebuch Shantoy, Nebuch he passed away. So therefore, she can get her ksuva. She can receive a ksuva. Can you imagine? She's a sufik zoyna, but nevertheless she gets her ksuva anyway. Wait, so amrim, oy shoy says, either you give it to drink, oy loy noy this ksuvasan, or they don't get the ksuva. So before we want to bring a raya of God Beishamai, first of all we want to understand what a Beisil say. Oy shoy says, oy loy noy this ksuvasan, oy shoy says. Maybe you should say, shtey amir achman of aleka, it's impossible to be shoy says. It sounds like Beisil is giving her two options. Either you go and drink, oh, you don't want to drink, then you don't get the ksuba. You want to get the ksuba, go and drink. And he died. Ella says the Gemara, what Beisil really meant, he meant somewhat rhetorically. Since she can no longer drink, because Nebuch, the husband, passed away, therefore, she doesn't get a ksuba. Now, Beisil, of course, is very, very understandable. Like all the Beisils we've had in the Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, that what the Nechosim Ches Kosan, the 100 or the 200 belong to the Baal. We don't know whether she's entitled to it or not, whether she's a Zoyna, because unfortunately she's not going to drink. So no, just keep the Ksuba with the husband, don't give it to her. But what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says that no, it's Ksuba, she gets the Ksuba. Why? V'ha'cha s'tisaviku, safik zanoi, safik loy zanoi. She may have been, chas v'shalom, a woman that engaged in real znus, because he's safik moitz b'devade. We say, she gets her ksuba anyway. Isn't it a, so you say that safik moitz b'devade. Elishma mina, why is that the case? Because sh'taru oimel ligvus k'govli dami. Because she has a piece of paper called a ksuba. And that ksuba means that she's already muhzekis. Oh, so just like in that case, Beis Shammai holds the din of Chazaka, so too in the case of Nofel Abayis, Olabial Aviv, we say by Ksuvas Ishu Bal Chayv, that the Bal Chayv is also considered to be Kigavoy Dami. So we have now another riot. Muxik. Frank Timara. You want, Abayi is bringing two riots that Beis Shammai doesn't hold, that it's Safik Yimoytsim Dei Vadai, but rather, in each of the two cases, the reason why the Suffolk was able to be Moitzi, because he was also a Vadai. Why was he a Vadai? Because Ishtar, Oim, Elikvas, Gavidami. So, Frank Timara, why does Abaye first bring a Raya from the case of Mapoilis? And then he says, and by the way, if you don't like that Raya, Uminot Tamer, I'll bring you a second Raya, did not. Why didn't he just go straight to the second Raya? Right? Look at the Lashon Gemara again. The Gemara asked three lines before the wide lines. What are you going to do? And then it said at the end of this Gemara, on the fourth line, I'm sorry?
The proof of the
sheet,
so he's bringing additional proof.
Mask him. Why, in Frank Timur, how do I know that he holds Shtar Oim Ligvoy Dami? From the second case. Frank Timur, why is the second case, or the first case, why is one better than the other? Why are we saying, I'm going to bring a riot from the second case to the first case? First case also tells us, Shtar Oim Ligvoy Gavoy Dami. Why is Frank Abaye loisve meha. Abaye was asking a kasha. Abaye asked, "Eisve Abaye ulbe shamei ain't savig moitzim deivadei botnan." So Abaye didn't hold of that. We had to end for the kasha of Abaye by saying that shtar oim leivus kigavi dami. Uminotemer, how do I know? Did not from the next mishnah. So Frank Timari yet.
So it brings savig moitzim deivadei. It brings that original proof.
Exactly.
But you have to go through two stages.
Two steps. He could have asked from the second mishnah as well. He could have gone straight. meaning the second Mishnah. What was the second Mishnah? Etc. Why does the Gemara bring first the Kashif in the first Mishnah and then say and I'll bring a ride from the second Mishnah? The two Mishnahs are basically the same. They're telling us the same halacha. Everything Gemara Dumaksuvas Isha Shani Mishum Chinah. The second Mishnah is not such a stark raya as the first Mishnah. Because the second Mishnah is focusing on the lady that's entitled to a ksuba. By ksuba, the Gemara in Mesechta's ksuba says that we sometimes threw in financial incentives because we wanted chasanim to marry kalis and kalis to marry chasanim. As we know today, they have what they call the shidduch crisis. So apparently in the times of Chazal, they also had a shidduch crisis. And therefore, how did they resolve the shidduch crisis? Besides inventing new organizations in Vegefen and things of that nature, they also threw in some financial incentives. What were the financial incentives? We told the woman that your ksubas isha is so strong, you're definitely going to get paid. So therefore, if you are nervous about getting married, and you're thinking that maybe the reason why the husband is marrying you is because not for love and matrimony, but because of financial considerations, you have nothing to worry about. When, if and when this marriage terminates, you get everything back, you're going to get ksuba. This ksuba is strong as steel. Like Nixit Tzoyin Basel. This is strong, you're going to definitely get it. Ironclad. Oh, attack it, Tzoyin Basel. Attack ironclad. You're definitely going to get it. Ah, since such a case, Beshamai says that if she's not Shoysois, impossible to be Shoysois, there's no husband left. Not this Ksuvasan. Why? Because that's what she was promised when she gets married, that the Ksuva is going to be ironclad. Therefore, this shtar, Oymelik voice is talking to Govitani. But in the first case, the first mission was not only to Maksuva Zisha, it's also talking about Baal Chayv. A Baal Chayv, that's already, we don't add any special financial incentives. You get what you get. We're not going to go and make any special talk on it. So I might have thought it's Lafka Gomri Dami. I would think Lafka Gomri Dami. That's why we bring a right from the first Mishnah first and only the second Mishnah later. That's the Gansa Maisa. Mishnah Bechina. Pray Timar. Why don't we go and bring a raya from our Mishnah? What means from our Mishnah? Back in our Mishnah it says that Beis Shammai says by the Ksuba Yachloiku. Now if you look back at the Mishnah on the Omen Aleph for a short moment, we kind of brushed over it because I knew we would get to it in the Gemara. If you remember, on the third line of the Mishnah, it said Mesa when she passes away. Ma yas b'ksuvasa u'minachosim anichnosim v'yoytzim ima. So the Mishnah is asking two questions. Number one, what do you do about her ksuva? And number two, what do you do about the nechsim aluk that she brought in when she got married? Beishami amrim yachloike yorshe balim yorshe av, that the yorshim split it down the middle. So l'choyde Beishami is addressing both the question of the ksuba and the nechsei maluk. The whole focus of the Gemara until now had been on the nechsei maluk. Then in the Reish, it says the nechsei maluk that fell to her from her father belongs to her totally. Mechazer said it's a kaim, it's all hers, she could sell it, no problem. And then the seifa, mesa, the beshamai, yachloike, you split it up. But we didn't focus on the ksuba. So let's understand what the ksuba business is. It says in the Mishnah that if she died, mayasim ksuba, so what happens to the ksuba? That we also split down the middle. Now why do we split it down the middle? After all, she passed away. She's now, if you will, a suffix, like the Gemara said before. Why does she go and get half of the ksuba, in this case of the zika, from Nisuin? She says, Gemara, let's bring a raya from here. That Beis Shammai holds by ksuba that there is a din of shtar or oymel ligviske govri dami, and therefore she gets half, or not she gets half, she passed away, but her family gets half, her ears get half. So why don't you bring a raya from our Mishnah? Ever de Gemara, loy pligi. In fact, in the case of the ksuba, you do not split it down the middle, but rather the yorshe habal, meaning the yovam side, is going to get the entire ksuba. No yachloiko. Frank de Gemara, v'loy. Let's read the Mishnah again. Don't you listen to what you're saying? Voktani, said in the Mishnah, Mesa Mayas v'ksuvasa. Number one, what do you do the ksuba? Number two, what do you do nechasim nechasim ima? Number two, Beishami amram yachloike yoshabalim yoshayav. So doesn't it say clearly Beishami holds of both of them, you have to split down the middle? No. Hachi kama. We learn the Mishnah again. Mesa Mayas v'ksuvasa. What are we going to do about a ksuba now? The Shavka. And then the Mishnah says, you know what? Let's leave this question for another day and another hour, another era. We're not going to deal with it now. Shavka, the Mishnah left this question unanswered. With a semicolon, with a period. Now the Mishnah continues on. Oh, what about Nechasim, Nechasim, Yosim, Ima, Bisham, Yom, Yechloik, Yishabal, Yoshav, Bisham, Nechasim, Cheskasav. You're not happy with it. But now I'll bring you a raya that Rashi knew the daf very, very well. Because if you go to Rashi back on the Omid Aleph, back on the Mishnah, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Bisham, Omrim, Yechloik, Yoshabal, Im, Yoshayav, the Suffolk, the Suahi, Vizach, Ayavim, Bechatsi, Yerushasa, Misafik, Shabal, Yoshisha, Vizach, Suffolk, the Suahi, Zachi bePalga says Rashi. Avo bKsuvasa moidim beShamay deBcheskes habalhi vleiPalgi by Yorshi Ab. The time to call Masid Mefarish beGemara. So Rashi already knew at the time that the beShamay is moider. I shteitach in the Mishnah. My Yas bKsuvasa. Wait for the Gemara, like Rashi says. Time to call Masid Mefarish beGemara. So bottom line is, in fact, by the Ksuba, we do not divide it up, but rather it all stays with the Yorshe Habal, and therefore we don't have a Raya that Beis Shammai holds by a Ksuba that she gets her portion, Goshtar, and that's why we had to rely on those other two Mishnayas, no Raya from our Mishnah.
David, maybe the Mishnah, with my Yasmik Subasa, Kasha,
That's Taka the Pshat. The Pshat is we do not address the question of Ksuba. We leave that hanging. What are we going to do about the Ksuba? I don't know what we're going to do about Ksuba. So let's talk about the next simula. That's how the Gemara learned. But now the Gemara is going to bring a Raya, Omer Ravashi, that it's not such a doichik pshat after all. Why is it not such a doichik pshat after all? Masnisa nami deka. Diktoni yachloiku yorshia bal im yorshia av v'lektoni yorshia av im yorshia bal. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Chayyim, this is just sophistry. Yorshia bal, yorshia av, yorshia av. No. The question is, somebody has the status of muhsik, and somebody else was saying he can go and join and share in that chazaka. And so therefore says Imar, by the nechosim hanichnosim v'yoytzim ima, what's the status of those? That's the nechsim aluk that really belongs to her. She never passed away. I would have thought it all goes to her yorshim, because after all, it was her father that left it for her. So now it should go back to her father, to her grandfather, to her uncles, to her brothers. It should go back to her family. Says the Mishnah, Yachluk Yorshi Abal, the Yorshi Abal, who until now had no rights. No, they share it together, Yorshi Yo'av. Her family, they come in to go and join. But the Rabbi Ksuba, who's the Muchsik by the Ksuba? It's the Yorshi Abal are the Muchsik in the Ksuba, because they never paid it out. So it's Lechoyt, it should have said in the Mishnah, Yorshi Av should split it together with the Yorshi Abal. That even though the Baal is the Muchsik, because of the fact that she had her Shtar, the Ksuba, and Ko Shtar also Ligvoy, says Gagavoy Dami, so he should go and use the expression Yorshi Av and Yorshi Abal. They attack two cases in the Mishnah, but since the first case is the case of the Ksuba, shouldn't it start off with the first case, Yorshi Av and Yorshi Abal, instead of saying Yorshi Abal and Yorshi Av? Shema Mina. We see from this that Taka, the question of Ksuba, was left hanging, suspended, but the Gemara didn't address it. The only thing that we addressed is the question of the Nechosim, Hanichnosim, the Yoitzim Im. Anyway, with this we have now concluded the second pshat in our Mishnah. We had the pshat of Ula. Ula said that the first case is talking about Safik Arusa. Seif is talking about Safik Nesua. Now we finish the case of Rabbah. Rabbah says both cases are talking about Safik Nesua. The Reisha Safik Nesua while she was alive, it's a case of Ain Safik Moitzim Nevada, and therefore she gets the whole thing. While in the case of the Seif, since she's dead, then both parties are Sveikis, and therefore, Yachloiku, you go and split it down the middle. That was the second pshat. Now we come to pshat number 3. Abaye Omar. Reisha denafula kishisha meres yavam. When did her father pass away? When did she get rights to the property? When she was already a shemeres yavam. Ah, so therefore she never had it previously. And her husband that passed away never had it previously. It's all hers. Therefore, mecheres on the sen is the kai. Sefer, the nafulah kishitacht of the Baal. The Baal means her original husband. Mm-hmm. She received this already a year or 2 years or 3 years ago. And now she held it because her husband passed away. And therefore she continues holding the Nechasim. But she's waiting for Yibam. Yibam doesn't happen. May says she passed away. In such a case, since it was originally the first husband's, because she was originally married, the husband Taka passed away and she passed away. But now the Yavam says, Ich bin de Chochtu am Mechitten, because I Yarshin the husband's chaylik, her family yashins her chaylik, and therefore yachloika, we split it down the middle. So the difference between the reisha and the seifa is, when she received the nechasim, when she was a shemeres yavam, the first husband never had any rights to it. So even if the yavam were to be meyavam her, he doesn't continue the original marriage vis-a-vis these nechasim, because these nechasim only came afterwards. Now, since she didn't have yibam, so it's all hers, mecheres v'nesenes v'kai. The second case in the Mishnah, when she was Mesa, is talking about that she originally had these nechasim when she was previously married to the first husband. So the husband already had rights and zechusim to these, to this property. Yeah, oh, fine. Mask.
I'll see the husband.
So, exactly. So now that both of them passed away, both the husband passed away already previously, and now she passed away because of the zika to the yavam. That's why Beis Shammai holds, you split it down the middle. You don't like that because you hold like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel holds Becheskos. Becheskos means that was hers. Right. And therefore she retains the whole thing. Right. But Beis Shammai says no. That now I have two sets of Yorshim. Exactly. Yorshia Baal and the Yorshia Av. And therefore you split it down the middle, 50-50, because of Abai Yodiki Yoda, that his hand is as good as her hand, and therefore they go and split it. Bottom line is, this is now our third pshat. As opposed to Ula and Rava, we had an expansive discussion. We finished the discussion of Abaya. Omali Rava, Rava is not happy with Abaya, and he says, Idenafli loki shehit acht of the Baal, the Kuliyama pligi, the Yodi Adifa mi Yodah. This machloik is about Yodi ki Yodah, and Yodi Adifa mi Yodah is also machloik is a Mesechtes Ksubis. And the question is, when there is Nisuin between a husband and wife, who has the greater, the upper hand, the gabe, the control, the interest, the control, the interest, the gabe, the chosim. So Abaye holds yodik yodod, it's 50-50, which makes sense because guf and peiris. Well, Rava says no, that when she is married, he has a stronger hand than she has, yodik adif miyodod, and therefore, when she passed away now, I shouldn't say, according to Beis Shammai, that they split it, but rather that the Yorshia Baal should have the upper hand vis-a-vis her Yorshim, and therefore Rav is not happy with the pshat of Abaya, but rather Rav goes back to a sugya that we had not too long ago, a very cherished sugya, and the Idi, a brand new pshat number 4, the Naflu Laki Shishimeres Yavam. Both cases are talking about that the Nechosim fell when she was already Shemeres Yom. Reisha deloy ova b'maimer. It's talking about there was only a Zika. No maimer involved. Oh, Zika is a Kurdish. Mechayas and Hesen is v'kaya. Say, but the ova b'maimer. But you're going to tell me, b'maimer is only the bun. It doesn't mean anything. But remember, we're talking aliba de Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai holds that maimer is your ganze koyach. Because over ova, maimer Beis Shammai, oisa, this maimer has a double effect. Number one, it's oisa vade arusa. It makes her like a real arusa. And it makes her like vesafik nesua. What does that mean? Vade arusa litchois vitzora. We had in the previous Mishnayos that if the yavam did maimer with one of the yavamois, automatically the other tzora is disqualified. There's still going to have to be a chalitza. However, she will no longer be able to go and marry the yavam because this becomes like a vade arusa. Litchois vitzora to go and push the tzora away. The suffing the sewer. The guy with lachlik benachosim. What's lach benachosim? To go and split it down the middle 50-50 because of the maimer. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Sai. But the point is, if somebody asks you what pshat in the Mishnah, the Reish and the Sefer, you'll tell them there are four pshat. According to Ula, the pshat is that the Reish is talking about Safik Arusa, Sefer is talking about Safik Nesua. According to Rabbi, it's talking about that both of them are Safik Nesua, but there's a difference between when she's alive, then it's Ain't Safik Moitzim Devadai, and the Sefer is talking about that she's dead, therefore they're both Safiks. The case of Abaya, the Abaya says both of them are talking, that the Reish is talking about that the Nechosin fell when she was a Shemeres Yavam. The Sefer is talking about that she had Nechosim when she was still married to her first husband. And Rava says, the Reish is talking about without Maimer, and the Sefer is talking about with Maimer. Reb Chanani Menakasha Oimer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Lezakas Yisrael Lefichach.